Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. With harvest still in the mix, let's do our part by allowing farmers a little more room on country roads and being more cautious at all county intersections. Today we are going to provide some steps to fight mosquitoes, visit all the upcoming events from K-State Research and Extension, like the McPherson County Farmers Market, happening each Saturday on the 4-H Fairgrounds. But first, we all know fireworks and festivals are staples of Independence Day, but the holiday often brings anxiety and risks for pets. Loud noises, bright flashes, unfamiliar guests, and tempting table scraps can all pose threats to health and safety of our furry friends. KSRE encourages pet owners to start preparing early, especially if their pet has shown fear around fireworks in the past. One of the most important things is to keep your pet inside during the days fireworks are allowed. If your pet must go outside, always use a leash. Ensure that your pet is wearing a collar with ID tags. Keeping contact information up to date is crucial in case your pet takes off. Other holiday hazards can involve food, drinks, and common party items. Even small amounts of things like chocolate and fatty meats can have serious consequences. Toxic foods include chocolate, grapes, raisins, onions, garlic, macadamia nuts, and salt. Dough with yeast can expand in the pet's stomach, causing pain and more serious complications. Alcohol and energy drinks are other risks that should be kept out of the reach at all times. Hot weather also adds to the risk. Pets can overheat quickly, so access to shade and fresh water is essential. Watch for signs of heat stress and move pets indoors to cool spaces if needed. Loud noises, flashing lights, and big crowds are a stressful combination. It's always safer to leave your pet at home. In my wheat news, recent wet weather has significantly slowed wheat harvest progress in Kansas. There are two main reasons for the slow progress of the Kansas wheat. First, the wheat harvest started later than normal. It is not uncommon for parts of the South Central and Southwest Kansas to start harvest in the last few days of May or early June. Still, this year, harvest didn't start until the second week in June. The reason for the later start to the wheat harvest this year was the cold and moist weather conditions during the month of May and early June, which slowed down the crop development and prolonged the grain filling period and crop cycle. Also expanding to the slow progress, many rainfall events across the state have slowed down the crop harvest since the start. Depending on the region within Kansas, the total rainfall accumulated in the last 14 days ranged from nearly nil in the west central Kansas to as much as 8 inches here in McPherson County. In our area news, for most, the onset of summer means outdoor picnics, walks, and time in the park. But for mosquitoes, whose lifespan rarely lasts past 2 months, often could put a bite on those plans. June tends to be the time of the year when adult mosquito populations rise in Kansas. All parts of the state received adequate rainfall during the past 2 months, which provided an ideal condition for mosquito breeding. Mosquitoes lay their eggs on the surface water, so anywhere that there is standing water, bird baths, old tires, eaves around the house, feeding troughs on farms are among some of the areas mosquitoes are likely to multiply. There are 40 to 50 species of mosquitoes in Kansas, and they will lay anywhere from 200 to 300 eggs at a time, and the eggs hatch in 4 to 5 days after the adult mosquito lays the eggs. For humans, the best way to protect from mosquitoes is to stay inside. When going outside, wear long-sleeve shirts and pants. A repel containing DEET will work against mosquitoes, but needs to be reapplied every 2 hours. And fortunately, the presence of mosquitoes is not going to get better until it dries out. It's best to try and control the habitat that is producing them. In my community news, Mound Ridge Farmers Market is open on Saturdays from 8 till 11 and again on Tuesdays from 5 till 7 p.m. at the museum at 406 West Cole in Mound Ridge. Come rain or shine, vendors have something for everyone at the Mound Ridge Farmers Market. On our extension calendar, Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, July 9th, starting at 6:30, right here at the McPherson County Extension Office, 600 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come learn about a new recipe to try for your family, as this is a hands-on program where you get to help make a recipe right along with the Extension specialists. And for our Farmers Market shoppers here in McPherson, the McPherson County Farmers Market is open every Saturday. Tell all your neighbors and friends, plus check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. The Farmers Market will run every Saturday morning, each week till the end of October, from 8 till noon, right here at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds, 710 West Woodside, here in McPherson. Come check out all the new vendors at this year's market that will have local produce, baked goods, honey, pecans, handcrafted blankets, and so much more. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a safe 4th of July week.